Outlook. The greatest legacy one can pass on to one's children and grandchildren is not money or other material things accumulated in one's life, but rather a legacy of character and faith. Billy Graham. On a weekend in October each year, alumni of the Lutheran Collegiate Bible Institute return to campus to connect with former classmates, share memories, and reflect on what the school has meant to them. Graduates from 5 to 70 years ago and more come back and join in special gatherings. This year, an Outlook woman was honored not only as a member of the 75-year class but as one of the individuals credited with beginning the annual homecoming gatherings in the first place. Carolee Copprid Haug, member of the class of 1947, said she always looks forward to homecoming. "You get to see old friends and see if they look as old as you do," she remarked with a smile. "It's so good to have conversations with old friends. I love homecoming." She was born in Admiral, Saskatchewan in 1928, to parents who were farmers. There wasn't much money, but her parents made the sacrifices necessary so she and her siblings could attend what was then called SLBI, Saskatchewan Lutheran Bible Institute. Carolee describes going away to school as a bit of an adventure. "I was very excited about going," she said, "because we never went away from home. It was exciting. There was one building on campus at the time, Old Main. The boys lived on one floor, girls on another, and the dining hall was in the basement. It was quite an experience being away from home. The dorm was a little different than what we were used to, but we learned to do it," Carolee said. "You know, we grew up in a little country home, so this was quite a different thing, but it was so good." Many students knew that once they arrived on campus, it would be many months before they would see their homes again. "It would have been too far for our folks to come and get us," she explained. "It was lonesome at times, but we had roommates and we made good friends." Carolee attended the school for grades 10, 11 and 12 as well as 1 year of Bible school, so her roots run deep. When asked about her fondest memories, her answer wouldn't surprise those who know her humor. "Well, I suppose flirting with the boys," Carolee remarked with a laugh. She enjoyed singing in the choir, as well as being part of a singing group that traveled to different places for performances. She also indicated there were lots of athletic opportunities but described herself as not very sporty. Significantly, the school was the place she met the man with whom she would share her life, Harvey Haug. Harvey lived near the school and would often drive students to different events. "I remember talking to him along the route and I must have felt he was quite lovable or something," she explained. "He wasn't a student at the time but later enrolled in the Bible school and the two developed a strong bond. The school played a special part in their courtship and it was in room 2 of Old Main that the couple became engaged." There were 30 students that made up the class of 1947 and their connections with one another were strong. Several classmates took part in a round-robin letter that kept going for more than 50 years. As good as those communications were, at one point in the 1960s, Carolee and Helen Salt, class of 1945, initiated plans to bring alumni back to the school and thus homecoming was born. "We just thought people should start to come back," Carolee explained. The idea was embraced and homecoming weekend is a highly anticipated event each year. "I just love it," Carolee said. "I love everything about it." As Carolee reflected on being a member of the 75-year class, she was filled with gratitude. "I had good schooling, met a lot of people and my life was closer to the Lord. Also, I could sing better. I just love the school." As the LCBI constituency of alumni, friends, students and staff gathered for Homecoming 2022, Carolee was honored with a standing ovation in a moment that marked not only her presence as a member of the 75-year class, but also as a thank you for helping get the ball rolling in bringing everyone together year after year. Carolee, at the age of 94, is thankful for what LCBI has meant to her and her entire family. She ensured all 5 of her children attended LCBI and she has watched many of her grandchildren graduate from there as well. There can be little doubt of the impact she has had on her family and on the school she loves so much. Legacy indeed.